Girls' Night Out. Written by Silvermith. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Yu Yu Hakusho. Rating, teen and up. Category, Gen. Relationships, Yusuke Keiko, Kuwabara Yukina. Also tagged for canon typical violence and alternate universe canon divergence. This podfic is created for Annalise O10 for ITPE 2019. Absolutely not. Botan narrowed her eyes at Chizuru, who stood with arms crossed, blocking Kuwabara from view. Look, with Yusuke and the others away, we've no one else to turn to. The Reikai Special Defense Force may have sealed the breach between Demon World and Human World, but there are still demons getting through to Human World. Koenma and I can only do so much. He may not be acting in an official capacity, but that doesn't mean he doesn't care what happens here. And Kuwabara is the only person left. Kuwabara has to study for his entrance exams. The person in question peered at Botan from behind Chizuru. But sis... Chizuru turned to him and leveled a glare at him. Can it? Get back to work, or I'll make sure you can't go out there. She emphasized her point by jerking her thumb towards the window, and then turned back to Botan. He can't help you. Botan let out a noise of frustration. But maybe I can. Maybe what? But you haven't trained in any spirit-fighting techniques. Chizuru smirked. Come on, Botan. Do you really think I'd sit idly by while my little brother does all the heavy lifting? I'm no Yusuke, but I'm hardly helpless. Botan waved a hand, flustered. I never thought that for a second. It's just, Yusuke had Genkai to... What, and I just go visit Genkai for tea parties? Botan froze. You've been... Someone had to make sure this idiot... Chizuru jerked a thumb back towards Kuwabara. Didn't forget he had to leave and get back to his studies instead of fawning all over Yukina. She shrugged. Genkai offered some tips. Yeah, Chizuru's almost as strong as me now. Chizuru looked back at her brother. I don't see any pencil pushing back there. Get to work. Yes, ma'am. There was a clatter. A pencil falling to the floor, the sound of its retrieval, and then studious silence. Satisfied that Kuwabara was back on task, Chizuru turned her attention back to Botan. Why don't we go talk where we won't be distracting Mr. Studious here? She waved for Botan to follow her further into the apartment, closing Kazuma's door behind her. Then she turned to Botan. Chizuru put a hand on her hip. You know, I don't have a spirit sword, but I think I could be useful. And I'm not the only one. Yukina said Kurama was teaching her a few things before everyone left, on top of what Genkai's shown her. She paused, her face thoughtful. And what about Keiko? Botan pursed her lips. I don't think it would be a good idea to involve Keiko in this. She's completely blind to spirit activity. Anyway... That girl deserves a break. After all Yusuke's put her through. Shizuru sighed and pulled a pack of cigarettes from her pocket. She lit one and watched the smoke curl for a moment. Maybe, but don't you think it's strange that Yusuke would be affected at all when she hits him? She's probably stronger than any of us know. Botan considered this. You know, I never really thought of that. So what do you say, Botan? How about us girls tackle the problem this time? Botan's expression was still skeptical, but she gave a slow nod. All right. We can ask Keiko and Yukina if they're willing to help. I won't make either of them do anything they don't want to, though, when this really has nothing to do with them. Shizuru gave her a withering look. Like it has to do with Kazuma. Botan flushed. He'd only been too willing to help in the past. Shizuru nodded, a fond smile on her face. Yeah, that's my baby bro for you. But I think it's my turn to help out. And you know, I think Keiko probably feels the same way. It's frustrating just sitting on your hands while the boys are out there kicking ass. Very well. If Keiko agrees, why don't we reconvene at Genkai's in the morning for a briefing? Shizuru blew out a puff of smoke. Yeah, I'll talk to Keiko. Then I'll see what Yukina says and give Koenma an update. Botan paused and chewed her lip. You know, I kind of miss them. Even if Yusuke is a brat and seems unreliable, he's come through for us every time we've needed him. Hey now, don't be getting worried over a delinquent like Yusuke. He'll be fine. Botan smiled. Yeah, of course he will. She flapped a hand at Shizuru. Koenma is probably waiting for me to come back with Kuwabara, so I'll be going now. Shizuru smirked. See you tomorrow, then. Botan turned to Kuwabara's closed door and knocked before poking her head in. Study hard, Kuwabara. I'm rooting for you. Kuwabara looked up from his notebook. Thanks. Do you still need my help? Shizuru spoke from just behind Botan. Nah, we'll handle this one, baby bro. Yukina made tea once Keiko and Shizuru arrived. They stood ranged around the room, Genkai in a corner with her arms crossed over her chest, Shizuru taking drags from a cigarette between sips of tea, Keiko and Yukina sitting primly, and Botan at the center of attention, a briefcase on the floor next to her. All right, ladies, now that we're all here, let's get to business. Since the closing of the breach between Demon World and Human World, there hasn't been a lot of demon-related activity. That is, until last week. Botan flipped the briefcase open, revealing a small, portable screen. At the press of a button, a video began playing. 2 days ago, we got word of a series of crimes that we believe are connected to demons. Archives and museums. All messy break-ins. But security footage returned nothing. The images on the screen correspond to Botan's words, showing shattered glass, books strewn on the floor, a man in the uniform of a security guard with a bandaged head. Items reported stolen are artifacts and scrolls that, at first glance, were nothing special. Images of the missing items flickered across the screen. However, we received a tip-off that the items in question all have one thing in common. They're relics from the spirit world. None of these items are particularly dangerous on their own, hence why they weren't under any heavy guard, but Koenma thinks this could be part of a larger problem. Yukina set her tea down. What makes you think demons are behind this? Botan tapped her chin. Well, truthfully, we aren't certain that it is demons. It could be a human with some psychic ability, or it could just be a normal person. But because the items stolen are originally from Spirit World, Koenma wants it investigated. Keiko leaned forward. So, where do we start? Have you noticed any unusual energy sources in the city lately? Genkai's gruff voice was directed at Botan, but her eyes were on Shizuru. Shizuru crossed her arms. Nothing strong enough to catch my attention for more than a moment. Keiko looked down at her lap, biting her lip, and then looked back up. So, what can I do to help? I don't sense these things. Shizuru dropped her hand on Keiko's shoulder with a grin. Don't worry, kiddo. You're our muscle. Keiko's eyebrows shot up.
Muscle?
Well, yeah. If you can knock a guy like Yusuke out with just one hit, just imagine what it'll do to a weakling demon.
Oh! Botan brightened and rummaged in her pocket. That reminds me, Keiko. I have something for you that will help with this case.
She produced a small brooch.
Ta-da! It's a spirit awareness enhancer. If you have even a tiny bit of spirit energy, it should help heighten your senses, so you at least won't be completely blind. And,
she moved to pin it to the collar of Keiko's shirt,
it's quite fashionable, if I do say so myself.
Yukina peered at the brooch from beside Keiko.
Is it working?
Keiko cocked her head. She glanced around the room, taking in each of her companions in turn. She'd known for a while now that they were different from her, each with some tie to the demon world or spirit world that she lacked. But for the first time, it was like something seen out of the corner of her eye, or a soundless wind at the back of her neck. Nothing groundbreaking, but if she focused just a little bit, she could feel it. Each of the women around her had it.
Yeah, I think it is.
She smiled, already feeling like less of an outsider. Botan beamed.
That's great! Another satisfied customer!
Keiko nodded.
Thanks, Botan. So, what do we do once we find whoever is responsible for the thefts? Right. Well, Koenma wants them apprehended, of course. If they're demons, they'll be escorted back to Demon World, so they can't meddle in Human World.
Keiko pursed her lips.
And if they're human?
Then it's a matter for the police. Koenma would like to ensure that the items stolen are recovered either way.
Genkai spoke up. If they're humans with spirit energy? Botan met Genkai's gaze head on.
If they're humans with spirit energy, we'll deal with them.
We, Genkai repeated.
That's right. That includes you. You have more experience in these things than anyone here. You will help us, won't you, Genkai?
Genkai shifted her weight. Can't an old woman get any peace? She sighed and straightened. If it's all the same to you, I'll leave the heavy lifting to you four.
She'll help,
Yukina offered, once Genkai had left the room. The room was quiet for a few moments. When no one else suggested a way to begin, Keiko broke into the silence.
We should start by canvassing the areas by the crime scenes. I don't know what to look for exactly, but maybe we'll notice something the police didn't.
We could split into pairs to cover more ground, Shizuru added.
Yukina nodded in agreement. Oh, and there's these.
Botan reached into her pocket again, this time producing two round compacts.
Spirit communicators. If any of us find something suspicious, we can contact each other for backup before heading in.
She handed one to Shizuru's outstretched hand and kept the other for herself. With that, they began planning in earnest, mapping out the locations of the crime scenes and the quickest way to cover a lot of ground. They split the locations into two sections. Keiko and Botan would cover one half of the targets, Shizuru and Yukina the other, and they would meet back at Shizuru's later in the evening. Their plan in place, they headed back into the city.
So, is this what Yusuke used to do, as spirit detective?
Keiko swept her gaze from the archive they were investigating to the shops and cafes around it.
And what should I be looking for?
Botan laughed.
Yusuke? No. Even though he had the title of detective, he didn't really do a lot of investigating. And we're looking for anything out of the ordinary.
Keiko's lips spread into a lopsided smile.
That doesn't surprise me. He prefers to use his fists over his head.
Yes, that's true, isn't it? That's probably why Koenma agreed to let me be his assistant. Really, I would do the investigating and he would do the hitting. Not a bad arrangement, if I do say so myself.
Keiko's smile drooped.
Do you think he's okay?
Botan glanced back from the mouth of an alley.
Yusuke's pretty tough, Keiko. I don't think you have to worry about him.
Keiko sighed.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
She followed Botan into the alley, checking the doors.
Anything?
Botan shook her head.
Nothing yet. We should probably move on. The next place is only a few blocks away.
All right. Shizuru and Yukino were having similar luck outside of a busy museum.
There's really a lot of people,
Yukino murmured. Shizuru turned to look at her.
Yeah, you all right with that?
Yukina's eyes crinkled with her smile.
It's fine. It's really full of life.
Shizuru snorted.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
You know, they don't have museums in Demon World. Is it normal for them to let so many people come in like this?
Yukino was watching the entrance, eyes wide.
Don't they want to keep the collection to themselves?
Shizuru smiled.
Yukino was still so naive in some respects.
Yeah, that's what museums are for. Everyone gets to see the collection if they want. They charge admission, though, so they can add to the collection.
Yukino considered this.
Sometimes a small community would have a collection they all shared. Is it like that?
A little bit.
But if they let everyone in, aren't thefts like this common? With all the rare artifacts?
Yukino studied a poster advertising a traveling exhibit.
They have security guards, you know, and most people don't just go around stealing.
Yukino turned to Shizuru.
But some people do. There are very bad people, too.
Shizuru met her gaze.
Yeah, there are very bad people. Whoever the thieves are, they could be demons or they could be bad people. Hell, they could just be a bunch of punks looking to make a buck.
Botan and Koenma think it's demons.
Shizuru shrugged.
I don't know. Maybe. Botan said it could be demon-related.
She retrieved a cigarette and lit it, inhaling deep.
I think we've all learned that humans are just as capable as demons of doing bad things. And you're a demon, right? And Kurama and Hiei, you guys aren't so bad.
She smiled.
I know Kazuma has counted on them in tight spots.
Yukino nodded.
Yeah, it's just...
She trailed off, and they were both silent, intent on surveying the area.
After a while, Shizuru spoke again. People like Tadarkane are rare, you know? Just like demons that are pure evil are rare, right?
Yukino brightened a little at that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Don't worry, Yukina. Koenma and Botan are good people. They're not going to jump to conclusions about the thieves without first doing a thorough investigation. I'm sure of it.
That earned a smile.
I don't think there's anything to find here. Why don't we go check out the next place?
They canvassed the rest of their assigned area without much more luck. It was already growing dark when the compact in Shizuru's pocket let out a persistent beep. She pulled it out and flipped it open to find Botan and Keiko's faces.
Hey, what's up? Did you find something?
Yukino stepped close to her side, where she'd stopped close to a building.
No, nothing on this end.
Botan pursed her lips.
I was hoping you guys had found something.
Nope, nothing. Botan sighed.
Then I guess we'll regroup at your place, Shizuru. I can contact Koenma and see if anything else has turned up.
In the background, Keiko was turning, a curious look on her face.
Botan, I think I felt something. Over there.
Botan also turned, searching the street.
Hmm,
I think you might be right. She brought the communicator in front of her face again. We're picking up on some kind of spirit energy. We are going to check it out.
Yukina leaned closer to the compact.
Shouldn't we come back you up then?
Yes. Here, let me give you our location.
The image of Botan disappeared, replaced by a map with two dots on it, one for the location of each pair.
All right, let's go, Yukina.
Yukina nodded and the two set off. The streets were still thronged with people, finishing their shopping or having a night out, and it was easy to avoid attracting attention as they hurried to meet Botan and Keiko. However, as they closed in on the street indicated on the map, the shops and people thinned out until they were winding through streets flanked by darkened residences and then more industrial areas. The buildings showed signs of neglect and downright disrepair.
This isn't inviting, Shizuru muttered.
Yukina's gaze swept their surroundings.
Ah, there they are.
Whoever it was we noticed, they went in there, Botan whispered when they approached, pointing at a warehouse.
By the looks of it, it was abandoned. The exterior lights all broken or burnt out. Keiko hugged herself.
The place gives me the chills.
There's definitely someone in there, Shizuru murmured. She eyed the building. Someone with spirit energy. It's not strong, but I can sense it.
I can smell them.
Yukina's voice was soft, her nostrils flaring just a bit.
Demons, but also humans.
Keiko tilted her head.
Do you think the humans and demons are working together?
Shizuru focused on the target, trying to sense its occupants.
It's hard to say. If I were to guess, I'd say yes. A couple psychic humans working with some demons.
Botan glanced at the building, and then back at her impromptu team.
So, what's the plan?
Keiko's eyes widened.
You mean you don't have one?
Botan managed to look sheepish.
To be honest, this is usually where Yusuke would rush in and attack.
Keiko frowned.
Well, Yusuke's not here.
Shizuru smiled at that. She's right. We can't afford to be so reckless. Even if they don't seem strong from here, we don't know how many of them there are.
So we find out. Reconnaissance is my specialty, girls.
Botan clenched a fist in emphasis.
Leave it to me.
Before anyone could protest, she had already slipped away into the darkness.
Shizuru sighed. I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, come on, Shizuru. I'm sure she'll be fine. Botan can take care of herself.
Keiko frowned.
But, like you said, we don't know anything about who's in there.
Yukina leaned in.
Should we follow her then?
Well, she's already gone. Let's give her some time. If she's not back in 15 minutes, we can go look for her. And anyway, she still has her communicator, right?
Shizuru pulled the compact from her pocket.
Yeah, that's true. Time crawled by while they waited for Botan's return. A street lamp down the street flickered ominously, and the overall lack of pedestrians in the area made it suspiciously quiet. It was, without a doubt, a dangerous area, a place to avoid unless one was looking for trouble. Of course, they were looking for trouble. It was more a matter of finding trouble before trouble found them. Shizuru was on her third cigarette when the tap-tap of boots on the sidewalk startled them all.
Hey, don't sneak up like that, she hissed.
Botan flapped a dismissive hand.
Relax, it's just me.
So, what did you find? Keiko's voice was low, and Shizuru and Yukina leaned in to hear.
Well, we're lucky, because there's four of them. We won't be outnumbered. I don't think they're particularly powerful. Three of them are demons, and the fourth a human. I'm not even sure the human has any power,
but I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one calling the shots.
Like Sakyo. Shizuru's voice held an edge when she said it. Botan nodded.
Yes, exactly.
Shizuru frowned, but didn't say anything more. Botan continued.
There's one of them at the door, around the side there, she pointed, and the rest of them were inside. They didn't seem concerned about being bothered, aside for the man at the door, even though there are several unguarded windows. She grinned. They didn't even notice me slip in through the one in the back.
Yukina asked,
Are you sure they're the thieves?
Yes, and careless ones at that. The stolen items were strewn out on the table, like they didn't have a care in the world.
Maybe they were doing an appraisal or inventory, Keiko suggested.
Shizuru let a lungful of smoke curl into the air. So, all we have to do is sneak in, right? And then knock them out? That shouldn't be too hard. Keiko broke out into an abrupt laugh.
Oh, Shizuru, you're so funny!
The other three girls stared at her.
Keiko?
Keiko nudged Botan beside her and slurred,
This isn't the way to the karaoke bar. It's...
She let out a small hiccup.
That way!
Botan caught sight of the person walking towards them and broke into a laugh herself.
No, no, it's that way!
She draped an arm over Yukina's shoulders as if for support.
Right, Yukina?
Yukina flushed.
I don't know.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Although he looked human at a distance, as he grew closer, it became apparent that he was one of the demons they'd come to apprehend, a pair of horns visible above his hairline. Shizuru turned, and seeing this, made a show of stumbling.
Oh, mister, I'm so glad you're here. My friends don't believe me that there's an awesome karaoke bar around here. You know where it's at, right? Can't you point us in the right direction?
The demon looked at them with hungry eyes.
Karaoke bar? Yeah, there's one nearby. It's dangerous for a group of beautiful girls to go alone, though. Why don't I escort you?
He leered, and none of them were fooled.
See, told you,
Shizuru grinned. Keiko stepped forward and took the demon's arm.
Wow, mister, you sure are helpful.
She glanced back at the others. Shizuru and Botan had matching smirks on their faces, and Yukina's bemusement had melted into something more like appraisal. Keiko breathed a soft sigh of relief that they had all caught on to the improvisation. She turned her attention to the demon at her side. He looked at her with a lecherous grin.
Yeah, it's this way.
He was leading them towards the warehouse entrance.
With luck?
Shizuru stumbled into the demon.
Oh, I'm so sorry, mister.
She glanced over at Keiko.
Maybe I can lean on you, too?
She let out a little false giggle, and the demon echoed it with a laugh of his own. The entrance to the warehouse was a sturdy metal door, and the demon yanked it open without ceremony.
It's in here. Are you ready for some fun?
He held the door open for them as he called into the first room.
Hey, guys, look what I've found. Something to pass the time.
And the laugh he let out this time was sinister.
Shizuru, Keiko accused. This karaoke bar looks worse than Yusuke's house.
The other two demons had stood up when they'd entered and were already approaching, the leers on their faces ugly and menacing. The last one, a human, had climbed to his feet but stood still at the table littered with their spoils. The demon that had escorted them in spoke from behind them.
This ain't no karaoke bar, sweetheart.
Shizuru cracked her knuckles.
Are you sure? Keiko, Botan, Yukina, what do you say we make these guys sing?
The slur she'd affected was gone.
Sounds like fun to me,
Botan grinned. The four of them adopted fighting stances. It was obvious their opponents had been caught off guard when they didn't react immediately. Botan had been the last to enter and was closest to their escort. He went down with a thump as Botan swept his feet out from under him. He let out an angry sputter and climbed back to his feet to retaliate, only to meet Botan's fist. They grappled, struggling to gain an upper hand on one another, as the others finally processed the situation and surged forward. Shizuru engaged the first demon to approach, a fanged thing with claws that she had to duck to avoid. The demon growled, "A couple of girls playing a game, is it?" He laughed. "You'll lose." "We won't," Shizuru bit out, even as one of the claws grazed her arm. She drove him back with a straight kick. "Not to a low-level shit like you." She pursued him with alacrity. "I, Punch, just want, Punch, my baby brother to have, Punch, some peace." The last one was aimed at his face. The second demon had hesitated for a moment, sizing up both Keiko and Yukina, before turning his focus on Keiko. He had perhaps recognized Yukina as a demon, and therefore expected Keiko, a human barely half his size, to be the easier target. He learned his mistake in an instant when he closed meaty fingers around her wrist, and she twisted in his grip until she was free. "Get off me!" She hit him with an open palm, and he went flying. He landed several feet away, dazed, a red handprint on his face. Keiko blinked, and they stared at each other. It was hard to say which of them had been more surprised by Keiko's strength. But in a moment, the demon rose, and the two struggled for the upper hand. The demon landed a punch across Keiko's jaw, and that incensed her into a flurry of powerful kicks and jabs. In the background, the last one, the human, was backing away quietly, trying to avoid calling attention to himself. However, Yukina was not one to stand idle, and though she was smaller than the man, she was faster and had already appeared behind him, grabbing his elbow. "Going somewhere?" she asked sweetly. Who are you?" His eyes were huge and round, and he made a feeble effort to pull away from Yukina. Botan looked up from where she had just finished restraining her charge, a set of shiny handcuffs on his wrists. "Assistant spirit detectives," she chirped. She cast a satisfied look at the rest of the team, their opponents successfully subdued. "Oh!" She pulled more handcuffs from her pockets. Sometimes it seemed like her pockets were enchanted to carry so much, and tossed them to Shizuru and Keiko. The man held by Yukina frowned. "There's no spirit detective." Shizuru gave the man a condescending look. "Guess you were wrong, huh?" Her charge made to rise again, and she put a booted foot on his back. "I wouldn't get up if I were you." Botan strode over to the table, surveying the contents. She picked up a notebook and skimmed the writing on it, glancing back at the items on the table. "All of the items recorded here are the ones stolen, but..." She tapped the tabletop. "There are a couple of things missing here." She turned to the man in Yukina's grip. "Where's the rest of it?" The man spat. "Like I tell you." Yukina tightened her grip until his face grew ashen and he winced. Her voice was quiet and polite. "I don't think you're in a position to refuse." "They're not here." Shizuru lit a fresh cigarette. "Looks like you're up, Keiko," she addressed the man. "She may not look like much, but Keiko here packs a hell of a punch." She waved her cigarette at the hulking demon that Keiko had subdued. "Just ask that guy." The man seemed to consider this, glancing between Keiko and his compatriot. There was a low rumble of laughter, and a new demon stepped from the shadows. "It's fine, Kai. I've got the missing items right here." The girls tensed. He offered no immediate threat, so they watched as he walked to the table and placed the missing items there. He swung his gaze around the room. The incapacitated demons, the man, and the four women ranged around the room. "So it's like that."
He grinned, a slash of pointed teeth, and without preamble lunged at the closest person, Yukina. Yukina managed to dodge the first attack, releasing the man and jumping to the side, and she even landed a few quick jabs between the brute's attacks. But there was a blurred motion and she was caught, a hand closed around her throat. Keiko was the first to react, coming around to slam extended knuckles in the demon's forearm. Let hit her hit go! When that didn't work, she sent a kick to his groin and a flurry of blows to anything she could reach, until Yukina was free and joining her in the assault. Shizuru hauled on one of the demon's arms a moment after Keiko crumpled from a hit he'd landed in her solar plexus. Botan moved to her side. I'm fine, Keiko gasped, coming to her feet. It took three of them to take the last one down, Keiko, Yukina, and Shizuru working together until he stumbled and dropped to his knees. They raised their eyebrows in surprise when Yukina produced a vine tendril to bind him, manipulated much like Kurama's rose whip. She just smiled and watched the demon's futile struggle against the plant life. The man, seeing them occupied, had been inching towards the exit, perhaps hoping to escape unnoticed, but Botan stepped in front of him. I don't think so. Is that really all of them this time? Keiko was bent over, hands on her knees as she caught her breath. Shizuru picked up her discarded cigarette and, seeing that it had burned all the way down, shrugged and lit a new one. I sure hope so. She examined the scratch on her arm. Not that I can't take on more like these guys. She jerked her thumb at their collection of demons. But I'd rather not. Botan rubbed the back of her neck. I'm sorry. I swear he wasn't here when I went through the first time. It's okay, Botan. Keiko straightened. We handled it, didn't we? She gave a crooked smile. Too bad Yusuke wasn't around to see it, huh? Shizuru snorted. I don't think Yusuke would survive seeing that. They all laughed at that. Yukina stepped forward, indicating Shizuru's injury. Shizuru, I can tend that. Keiko frowned. It might be a better idea to wait until we're done here, in case anyone else is lurking around. Botan nodded. Good point. Shizuru shrugged. It's not bleeding anymore, so it can wait. It took some effort to collect the stolen items, and then deliver them and their captives to Koenma at Genkai's complex. But in the end, they managed it. They treated the worst of their hurts, and finally, finally, they could rest. They ended as they had started, ranged around the room, sharing a fresh pot of tea. Keiko leaned back on her hands, her eyes soft. Whew, who knew that would be so exhausting? Botan, I'm surprised you ever managed to convince Yusuke to do so much work. Botan snorted. Please, as if Yusuke would do any work. He just punches things, remember? I think I would prefer to work with you ladies rather than him. Yukina spoke up. Do you think you'll have more cases? Botan shrugged. I really hope not, but I suppose it depends on the outcome in Demon World. They were all quiet for a long moment. Keiko spoke up first. Well, if you need me, I'll help. Shizuru nodded. I'm in. Botan smiled. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it. The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!